The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Got to ask yourself about college football. How much do you think the Ducks get from that big win over a high-ranked BYU team in Outson, in Eugene? They got it done. We'll break that down. And how about Michigan State? Where do they drop in the rankings after losing in Seattle to Washington at Husky Stadium? Arkansas avoided an upset against Missouri State, but are they going to be a top 10 team as Bobby Petrino's Missouri State team took them to the woodshed, although they got it done? Should Florida drop in the rankings after South Florida took them to the wire? And what about Appalachian State after their Hail Mary win over Troy in Boone? Penn State came up big with their win at Auburn, a gigantic non-conference win. Since they've been in the Big Ten, they don't have one as big as that, I don't think. And then you wonder, how close are they to Ohio State and Michigan in the conference? And you got those teams winning dominantly, and you look at the rest of the Big Ten, and we'll get into that a little bit. But Oregon and Washington got the Pac-12 some juice with the non-conference wins against teams that were in the top 12 last week in the rankings. The Huskies probably don't get a lot of juice because they weren't on any ballots as a top 25 team heading into the weekend and their big game at home over Michigan State. So here's how it shook out. Washington made their debut in the AP football poll that came out yesterday at number 18, and Penn State and Oregon both moved into the top 15 after all three of them had huge non-conference wins, as I mentioned. Number one, Georgia picked up six more first-place votes in the AP Top 25. The Dogs are up to 59 first-place votes and over 1,569 points. Alabama received three first-place votes, and Ohio State got one. Michigan is four, Clemson five, number six, Oklahoma, and number seven, USC, all kept their spots. The only change in the top 10 was Kentucky flip-flopping with Oklahoma. Arkansas stayed at number 10. Those same top 10 teams won their games on Saturday by a combined score of 521-120. Tennessee moved up four spots. Penn State jumped eight spots to number 14 after they routed Auburn on the road at Jordan-Hare. Number 15, Oregon, moved up 10 spots by beating BYU. They dropped seven places down to number 19. So Washington beat Michigan State that was ranked 39-28, and they get a ranking for the first time since 2021 in the preseason. You know, Washington's been in the AP Top 25 the last couple of seasons, and that's a rarity because they haven't really been ranked since 2019. Michigan State dropped all the way out after being number 11. They're like, bye-bye. Ole Miss went up four spots to 16. Florida dropped a couple of spots. They barely got by South Florida in Gainesville at the Swamp. And then at the bottom, you got Miami. They fell 12 spots, and they're number 25 now. They don't matter at all after they went to College Station and got whacked by A&M. The Aggies went up one spot to number 23. So how about overall, the top 25 teams won 22 games. That's the most since 24 teams won back in week one of 2019 in the polls. The Pac-12, which everybody's been mocking, now has its most ranked team since the first regular season poll of 21 when they had five. So the SEC has eight teams, numbers 1, 2, 8, 10, 11, 16, 20, and 23. The ACC has five, numbers 5, 12, 21, 24, and 25. The Big 12 has four teams, 6, 9, 17, and 22. The Pac-12 has four, numbers 7, 13, 15, and 18. The Big 10 has three, number 3, 4, and 14. And then the independents have one at number 19. And that's BYU. Now, how about this week you'll have ranked games with teams ranked against other ranked teams, like number 5 Clemson will be at number 21 Wake Forest. Number 20 Florida will be at number 11 Tennessee in Knoxville. And it's the first time since 2017 the teams that used to own the East are both ranked when they hook up. Number 10 Arkansas and number 23 A&M play in Arlington at Jerry's World. So the Aggies just keep playing tough games. So here's how it goes anyway. Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, the top five. Then Oklahoma, USC, Kentucky, Oklahoma State, and Arkansas are 6 through 10. Tennessee, 11. Then NC State, Utah, Penn State, and Oregon, the top 15. Then 16 is Ole Miss, Baylor, 17, Washington, 18, BYU, 19, Florida's 20. Then the last five are Wake, Texas, A&M, Pitt, and Miami. I thought that Oregon blowout of BYU was badass at Outzen Stadium. Oregon jumped out 7-0, then they led it 10-0. BYU got back in a game at 10-7, but then it was 17-7 after Bo Nix had a 2-yard run, and then they made it 24-7 when Bo Nix threw a 15-yard strike to Terrence Ferguson, and they were up big at home. In the third quarter, Nix had a 6-yard run that made it 31-7, and then Ferguson, again, a 9-yard pass from Nix. It was 38-7. They were just beating their ass. Then BYU responded in the fourth. They got a touchdown that made it 38-14, and then scored again on a Brooks 2-yard run, made it 38-20. But then Lewis kicked a 25-yard field goal for the Ducks to round it out at 41-20, and they were partying in Eugene. I got to tell you, the favorite play of the day for me was LSU 31-16 all over Mississippi State down in the bayou at Death Valley. Jaden Daniels had more than 300 yards of offense, including a touchdown passing and one rushing, and the Tigers were down 13. They wiped that out to blow out Mississippi State under the lights in Baton Rouge. How about LSU? They outscored Mississippi State 21-0 in the fourth quarter and 31-3 during the game's last 31 minutes. They finished it off with an Armani Goodwin 47-yard TD run with 4:50 left, and then a Ward pick of Will Rogers iced it. The Tigers stayed in the game early when they were down to Mississippi State by stopping them twice on fourth and short to stay in it. They were down 13-0, and then they still beat their ass. Up next for Mississippi State, they host Bowling Green on the 24th. LSU hosts New Mexico State on the same day. I was really hot picking winners on Saturday in college football, and a lot of them were late. I had that Utah blowout of San Diego State. They ripped them 35-7. How about USC all over Fresno, 45-17. The Trojans look fantastic, and they're ranked 7th. A&M handled the Canes easily. Miami was still in it late, but they never really got anything going and lost, obviously, by 8. So they didn't cover. Oregon State kept winning, 68-28. They blew out Montana State. Texas handled their business. They roughed up Texas San Antonio, 41-20 in Austin. UCF blew out Florida Atlantic in Boca, 40-14. They killed them. A really good game in College Park. Maryland slipped by SMU. They were laying 2.5. They won 34-27 over the Stangs. Iowa beat Nevada 27-0. Remember, they were laying a big number, and they covered. Pitt went to Western Michigan and easily beat the Broncos 34-13. That Florida win was just by a field goal, 31-28 over South Florida. The final of that, watching the game again, 39-28. The Huskies get it done against the Spartans. That was beautiful. Washington went up 22-0 in that game before the Spartans finally scored to make it 22-8, but then Washington answered, and it was 29-8. The Huskies are now 3-0, and Michigan State lost their first game. They're 2-1. NC State handled Texas Tech in Raleigh 27-14. How about the Vols? 63-6 all over the Akron Zips. That Arkansas win over Missouri State was tough. 38-27, Hogs got it done. Ohio State pummeled Toledo 77-21. Washington State won and covered for me 38-7 over Colorado State. How about Wake? They struggled, but they beat Liberty by 1. Boise blew out UT Martin 30-7. I'm not betting against Kansas anymore. How about them? 2 weeks in a row, they came back on West Virginia and came back on Houston and beat their ass 48-30. Wisconsin covered big for me, laying 37 and a hook. They blew out New Mexico State 66-7. The Penn State win was 41-12 at Auburn. How about Ole Miss? 42-0 over Georgia Tech. UNLV was a big cover for me. They blew out North Texas 58-27. UCLA survived South Bama 32-31. That was ugly. No one was at the game. And Notre Dame finally won. They beat Cal 24-17.